Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, "As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely receive, freely give." And then in Mark, he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive, coming to you on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. Good evening, Ralph.
Good evening, brother. What a glorious evening this is.
It is. It's a beautiful day today, and it's a glorious evening, like you said. And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings from Oklahoma, and yes, it's beautiful down this way.
Amen. Amen. Well, guys, I know we have callers lined up. I'll keep an eye out for them. And we'll turn it over to you, Brother Ralph.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Pastor Cox. Welcome to Hope is Alive, the show, the testimony show about the wonderful works of Jesus.
Always good to be aboard, Brother Ralph, and talk about our Jesus and the Holy Spirit and what is happening in the spirit world.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to read a few things here as a reminder of people on one of the keys to staying free. This is a tool that Pastor Cox and his ministry put out and Scriptures America put out for quite some time. And you might recognize it as I'm reading it. I am a member of the body of Christ. I am washed in the blood of Jesus. I am an heir in Christ. I am a life-bearing spirit. I am being strengthened, confirmed, perfected, and established. I am a king and priest. These are our promises and our inheritance in Jesus. Of course, I'm talking about the I Am confessional, which can be obtained from Scriptures for America. We have a pretty extended book on it. It's been done some time ago. A little nice little pamphlet on it. I know that Pastor, when people go through deliverance, hand it out on the yellow sheet and suggest people say it five times a day. And sometimes I just get away from it. And I know that as I read them and speak them and declare them, my mood generally increases.
There is something supernatural about saying those out loud of who we are in Jesus. It supernaturally feeds our spirit, man. And as I've often said, after I read some of those, I tend to want to beat my chest because it's who I am, and it And it's who all of us are if we'll just find out in Jesus.
Amen. And I just wanted to kind of get back to some of the elementary steps. Sometimes we just get right into the testimonies and forget to give the kind of the elementary steps are there for what this takes place with deliverance and after deliverance is had. And of course, this can be done before deliverance is had, is to speak these things, because it is definitely a tool. It's a tool that that Pastor Peters introduced to us many years ago. And when Pastor Cox gave me the first sheet on that, I looked at it and I was like, wow, it's good to see that we weren't the only ones that had this. And I imagine there's probably more ministries out there that put those things out. So I just want to encourage you out there, listeners, that if you don't have it, get a hold of Richard at Scriptures for America. He can certainly get one sent out to you. I believe it's even offline as well, too, or you can get it online. And speak those daily, because those are promises to you as a Christian, those things in the Bible. And by no means are these the complete list. These are just a small fraction of things that we are in Jesus.
Amen. Very small thing of what we are in Jesus. But it's a good grouping of, there's actually 46 scriptures on there. I have it in front of me here. And all the Bible is feeds our spirit, man. But this is certainly a good group that's been put together. I don't know where we got it. We've had it around a long time, and we give it out to people each Monday night. Well, we had 11 cases Monday night, Ralph, had a minister for each, and I had a rather disappointing case. The week before, when I was finished up, or maybe it was during the break, this grandfather came over to me and said his 21-year-old son had had deliverance before, it just didn't go well, and he would really like me to minister to him the next Monday. And so I put him on my list, and so I did, after we went through all the usual teaching and door closing prayer, and I signed a minister to all the others. Then I sat down with him in a corner of the church there that we use on Monday night, and we got into it. Well, he didn't hardly have anything marked on his list, but I did get to do one ungodly soul tie, and he felt it. As I put the Bible into his stomach area, he was jerking around, and it was obvious something was going on. And he said, "Oh, I felt that come out of my stomach and come out of my top part of me." So we could see, well, we're going to have good action tonight. No, we got at least one there in breaking of the ungodly soul tie. So I move into the inner healing the best I can. He just says, "Well, I'm through." And I said, "Well, we got more to do here. We haven't even got to the main list of work." And he just stands up, puts his chair off to the side, and walks out. 21-year-old young man, and you know, that's a good example to us, though. And we've seen this so many times. If somebody brings someone and they're not really wanting to be there, you know, God will not go against self-will. And he didn't want to be there, and sure enough, it didn't go well. So it was kind of sad. Anthony was sitting in with me, that's been on the show several times with me, and we just kind of looked at each other, and you know, how sad that we could have seen, no doubt, a number of things turn around in his life, but he just walked out. So anyway, the week is made up for it, though. I've had I had two cases yesterday. They're fairly short ones. A lady to pray over on arthritis, taking authority over spirits of infirmity there and all, and she got the baptism of the Holy Spirit as well. And then the this lady's daughter brought her new baby in, it was a month or two old, and was telling how the baby just would sleep pretty good in the night, but was crying all day long every day. And the doctors hadn't figured anything out, and so I took authority over any tormenting spirits and went through the, you know, whatever the Holy Spirit led me on, and you know, tormenting, harassing spirits, breaking off any curses, any assignments off of him, and he eats well, she said, and I was speaking in case there was some digestion problem. Taking authority over that, and you know, he started calming down, and he'd been crying all the time he come in there, and he calms down, and finally he goes to sleep in her arms. And I text her this morning, and she said he's doing great, that he even was smiling, and had done very well. So, you know, it's hard to figure it all out, but praise God, we've got tools that can help so many people, and the spirit world is a lot more active than we've all thought, the demonic spirit world, and it behooves Christians to learn who they are in Jesus, how much power they have, and to use it, to speak and come directly against these possible problems in Jesus' name and command healing. We have the power. We're commanded by Jesus to do his works in his name, John 14:12, Mark 16:17. As believers, we're to cast out spirits, and lay hands on the sick. And so, it is high adventure, isn't it, Ralph?
It is high adventure, and, you know, I wish I had maybe understood this a little bit more when my children were young. Maybe we wouldn't have to deal with so many crying babies at times.
Well, amen. And I had a case this afternoon that was a marriage problem, and spent several hours with this lady, and she was yawning them out. And we hit a lot of anger stuff and things that no doubt were making it difficult in the marriage. And she received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So I'm anxious to get the reports there. I have seen marriages turn around when we just ministered to one of the spouses. Of course, the ideal thing would be minister to both. In fact, her husband is planning to come. I was going to call and schedule something for next week. But, yeah, high action. The world is needy.
It is. Praise God that they came to you, because there are so many marriages broke up in this land, and a lot of people say, well, it is, you'll see the psychologists say, well, if you don't learn to communicate, and yes, communication is a good key, but when you have spirits hindering both parties, especially if it's a spirit of deaf and dumb, or spirit of contention, spirit of extreme jealousy and stuff, it's literally impossible to hear each other, and I know that we have, that both of us have many testimonies. I can testify myself that that deliverance saved my marriage, and Jesus does save, and it just warms my heart to hear that, because it's so close to me, just like the testimony we gave last week about the woman I gave the sheet to. Her and her husband are now stronger than ever, and just praise God that when a couple...
Praise God.
Recognizes that, you know, there might be something spiritual affecting it and come in, because it's pretty easy to deal with the flesh when the spirits aren't bothering you anymore.
Amen. And Ralph, when you think about it, if each spouse has about 36 spirits, which is pretty typical in most ministry sessions, how's the marriage? You know, you get those 36 out of each spouse, there's no way they wouldn't be better, and of course breaking the ungodly soul ties that have formed up between them as well, which we did today, and there's no way they wouldn't be better.
No, there isn't. And sometimes you just have to say, when you're dealing with your spouses out there, and you'll see contention coming, sometimes it's just, you know, okay, in Jesus' name I command this spirit to go, I break this assignment. I've had to do that from time to time, where it just is even after deliverance, many times we'll get to talking, and an argument will just explode out of nothing. And I've exercised that authority and spoke that thing, and then when everything's just calmed down, I'll just say to my wife that I forgive you and I bless you. And and that's just that's the key there too, is as husbands and wives out there, to forgive. I mean, how much more, when the word says forgive your brother, does it mean forgive your own flesh? Because when you become married in Christ to your wife or your husband, you become one flesh and you're joined. And if you hate your spouse, you hate yourself. And if you don't forgive them, you're not forgiving yourself. You're joined that one flesh. So really want to stress out there, those that are having maybe some issues or problems, that forgiving and just speak it out loud. Say, I forgive my wife and I bless my wife, or I forgive my husband and I bless my husband, you know, if you're a man or woman. And you don't necessarily need to believe it, but if you speak it, you will start believing it. You really will.
Yes.
And Pastor Barbara is here with us. Barbara, good evening. Thank you for joining Hope's Alive.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Hi, Barbara. Thank you for calling in.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
I'd ask Barbara to call in, knowing she's had her fair amount of tribulations, but I was thinking maybe you could share, Barbara, how you first learned about this area of the gospel that's called deliverance, and any experiences you had there, and just however the Lord would lead you in sharing.
Okay. Well, I had heard of deliverance ministries for many, many years, but as a quote-unquote Christian, I never felt like that was something that a Christian would have part of. But as I walked in my Christian life and my life became more and more burdensome, I came to a point where I needed help desperately. We had friends that mentioned to my husband about the deliverance ministries, and when it was, where it was, what time it was. And I just decided that was something that I had to do to get freedom. I had been diagnosed as a reoccurring severe major depression, and this has been since 1985, so for 32 years. And taking many, many medications over many, many years as a Christian. And it was such a very dark, dark place that I couldn't pull myself up. But the Lord could, and He did. And He promised me in Psalms 103 that He would deliver me from the pit. And He certainly did, and He did it in one fell swoop. I was at a place where I had the spirit of life and would not leave my house or participate much in life. I had separated myself from my family and my children and my grandchildren. And it was all because of the depression. So I was very desperate, and I began to have a lot of fear that would manifest in my thoughts. And it would just be tumbling over and over and over and over, fears that would come up in my thoughts. And then panic attacks started. And I decided that I couldn't go on any further, and I cried out to the Lord one day, laying in bed and just crying, you know, Lord, please help me. And wasn't long after that we were directed towards deliverance ministry. And my husband and I both went, and the Lord totally, completely delivered my depression. The depression is gone, and I don't think despairing thoughts anymore. I don't have feelings of depression. I don't have thoughts of death or death wishes. People notice. They said, you know, that, you know, you're shining. There's something different about you. Well, what has happened to you? And I don't have problems with fear. Fears are not in my thoughts anymore. The thoughts that are in my mind are the word of God and the thoughts of God. The panic attacks have completely stopped. And it has been a major relief in my life and freedom, and Jesus did it for me at the cross, and
I will ever
be grateful to him for what he has done in my life, because I was held captive for
Jesus.
A long time, but he released me and set me free.
Hallelujah.
And
praise
yes,
God.
It was amazing. And there was a lot of inner healing throughout my childhood because of my relationship with my father, my earthly father. And I had a lot of problems relating to God, my father, because of that. But the Lord healed that too. And so now I have a Heavenly Father that crowns me with love and compassion daily, and you know, he knows the count of every hair on my head, and he knows all about me and all about my business and all about my thoughts and my wants and my dreams and my desires, and he cares, and he watches over me. He also has saved me from all my transgressions, from all my sins, and continues to do so. And that in itself is the freedom of unbelievable proportions. He has healed all my transgressions, and I've gone through a lot these last 3 years with healing and that kind of thing. I've had a lot of digestive tract problems and diverticulitis reoccurring constantly, and having one surgery where the diverticulitis was partially removed. They left some and they didn't know it, and that turned into scar tissue, solid scar tissue, where the colon wouldn't work. And then I had to have a Whipple, which was a where they had to cut off half my pancreas and adjust a number of my other organs, my digestive tract organs. And then again, I asked the Lord to please heal my digestive tract, and he did. He removed the scar tissue, and things began working absolutely normally again. Now, that's not to say that Satan wasn't trying his hardest, because it wasn't a month later that I was, and it was the Lord's will. I know it was, because he's the one that ordered my steps. And I saw a doctor, and the doctor said, well, I think we need to have a few tests done. And they found out that the doctor who had first done the diverticulitis surgery had left diverticulitis on the colon. Excuse me. That diverticulitis had ruptured. Excuse me.
Really?
And so I had to have a colonoscopy. That has not at all deterred me in my faith and my belief that Jesus is watching over me and is healing me. It's assured me that he wanted me to live, and he wanted my steps ordered in an orderly fashion, and he used the doctor to heal me that time. Since that time, I've just been happy and praising him, and more than anything else, I've learned that Jesus paid it at the cross, and he did it a long time ago, and it's our responsibility as Christians to take authority over sin, sickness, disease, and to speak to it and command it to go and be gone from our bodies. And because Jesus has already done it, all we're doing is coming into agreement with him. And that's a daily walk for me now. I don't have headaches anymore. I don't have fears. I don't have problems getting out of my house. I don't have problems being part of life anymore. It's the joy to me now. The joy unspeakable. And Jesus paid the price for me, and I know that in a depth now that I've never known in my life. And he just keeps on blessing us. We even found out that we're having a new grandbaby. And you know, we're just thrilled and blessed and walking with Jesus every day.
And Barbara, your husband got some ministry as well, didn't he?
Oh, did he? He really did. He received a lot of ministry to his body, and things that were not even prayed for were healed. He had problems with his back, and problems with his neck and his shoulders, and especially with his shoulders. And it turned out that was an arthritis and Steve literally felt it leave and go. And he also has some problems with PTSD from Vietnam War, and he had that ministered to as well, and that's been phenomenal in our marriage and in our household. So we both received manifold blessings from the Lord, and we will ever speak his praises for what he has done for us, and know that the best is yet to be.
Amen. High adventure, as I'm always saying, Barbara, and maybe the Lord will lead you at some point, you and your husband, to come down and go through our training and help others now.
Well, that's not a far possibility, because we've never been drawn to ministry like we have the deliverance ministry, because it so is the actual works of Jesus and his disciples. And, you know, it just excites us. And to see, to know what we've received as deliverance, and to know what is available for other people, for our family, for our friends, for people we don't even know, you know, it's an exciting thing, a quickening of our spirit to be part of what's going on there. And, once I get past this new experience of this colostomy, I think probably that is probably going to be a next thing that happens for us.
Hallelujah. Well,
yeah.
You know, all of the ministers are on huge highs. Every evening, they kind of linger around after people they minister to have left, and, you know, we kind of talk among ourselves, but everybody's always pumped, and they're just bubbling over with the excitement of what Jesus did that night, you know, and the
uh-huh.
And of course, as we know, it's not a gift area. It is actually normal Christianity. Any Christian can do what we're talking about. They just need to, you know, get the basics down and learn to do it. It's for
right. Have the word in your heart and speak the word and know
yeah.
your position in Christ and know who God is in your life and that the Holy Spirit is your helper and He is right there with you, accomplishing all
Amen.
Of this.
Amen. Sounds to me like you've got it down, Barbara.
Well, I've been mightily blessed, and I'm happy to share. And I just pray blessings on this ministry from now until forever.
Oh, well, we receive that.
Good.
Well, Barbara, before we sign off here with you, do you have anything else to say to the listeners about this area?
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of being exposed. Let yourself be open. The more open, the more honest, the more available you are to the Holy Spirit, the more He will be able to work through you and help you and show you how to become free. And I want to tell you, depression is a very, very, very dark place, but you do not have to stay there. You do not have to live there. You do not have to go there, in Jesus' name. You come forth,
yes.
and he will meet you there, and He will deliver you from that.
Amen. Get what we call a Jesus overhaul, Barbara. Many, many
yes.
people need it.
Yes.
Well, Barbara, thank you so much for calling in tonight. You've been a blessing. It was a great testimony. Praise God.
Oh, well,
yes.
thank you. Thank you. It's just been
yes, it was.
A blessing
thank
to my life.
Us, Barbara.
People still wonder what's going on.
Yes.
But thank you very much.
Good evening, Barbara. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good evening. Well, I think she summed that up just fantastic.
Oh wow!
I mean, don't be afraid, and depression is a dark place, and you can come out of it in Jesus. I mean, what a wonderful testimony! And unfortunately, so many of our people do suffer from that spirit of depression. That is
oh
so
yeah,
common.
Very common.
When you hear from people all the time, and unfortunately, when they talk about it, they don't even realize it. They claim it by saying, "Well, it's my."
Yeah,
I hear that all the
not
time.
Not a good thing.
And, no, and it's you know, it's a little bit done out of ignorance, but still they keep speaking it upon themselves. And
that scripture that you get what you say, it's kind of hard to get that what you say to sink in. That we've got to really be careful not to speak negative things about us or those around us or our situations when we say those negatives, it can be like a curse to the spirit world, and demons operate off that. But you can see, Ralph, how she could be a good team leader.
Yes, yes, she definitely was. Had no problem giving her testimony. It was fantastic. She did a great job.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Barbara, for joining us. And it is unfortunate out there that depression, but there is hope, and hope is in Jesus. The hope isn't in some pill. The hope isn't in some kind of drug. The hope isn't in counseling away the demon. The hope is there in Jesus. And might as well just plug the book here while we're at it. It's Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. Is the book written by Pastor Cox. That can be you can get a hold of us at Scriptures for America to get a copy of that. And there, the steps to setting people free are set down in this book. It's very, very simple, easily laid out. He did definitely the Holy Spirit was guiding Pastor when he put this together, because it's just so simple. Put the steps down, all their years of experience, what they have found, and if you just follow them, you can easily cast these type of spirits like depression out of people. Also, you can go to the website, deliveranceusa.com, and from there, you would have all the tools, videos, and teachings that you would need to for self-deliverance, or if you've been through deliverance and want to learn, but don't have the means or the time to maybe get out to Oklahoma City and do some of the training, you can go on there and to get the training videos there to kind of go through it. And it's just, it's really, really simple when you just operate and then work in it, because the words of Jesus perform themselves. So, Lori, are you with us right now?
Hi, yes I am.
Thank you for joining us this evening.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Emmerich. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, I'm excited that you called in, and I know you won't be shy about sharing.
No, I won't be shy about sharing. You know, God is so good, and you know, just even in the past couple of weeks, there have been a lot of things that He's been revealing in my life, in my husband's life, who just came for deliverance about a week or so ago. And I definitely have a lot of wonderful testimony that is only because of my Lord and Savior Jesus.
Yes, and maybe, Laura, you could start back to how you first heard about this kind of ministry, deliverance, this works of Jesus, and then kind of go from there with the experiences, et cetera.
Sure. I had actually, when I was a college student 20-plus years back, I had first found out a little bit about this type of ministry, and I was thankful enough that a friend invited me to a church when I was attending college, and he was a student also, and asked me to come, and I did, and I was very amazed at the things that were going on in that church, and the people who were coming to speak from all around the world and giving testimony with the healing and the work in the body that was being done. And so that's kind of the first time I ever got to receive from that. And later on in life, you know, I think really and truly that there's a connection that God keeps drawing me into this type of ministry. But through the years, there was another minister down in Texas, and I got to meet with that ministry, and he did a lot of the prison ministries and talked about deliverance and healings that were taking place and captives being set free who were in the jail prison system essentially. But what happened as far as how I got to know about your ministry in particular, a dear friend of mine, she had some physical and health issues and also some things going on in relationship-wise and in her marriage. And I started to look online, and I came across the website and just watched some videos online. And the next thing I knew, I was scheduling for us to come out one Monday night. And little did I know that God actually had so much in store for me as well, because I've been a Christian, most of my life, and had some prior experience with deliverance before. I was very interested to attend and just be supportive of my friend also, but God was showing me some things with the minister who I was paired with. And I found out about specifically some areas in my life where God ended up setting me free regarding, forgiveness and breaking of ungodly soul ties. Also, something that happened that it kind of all ties together now when I look back at how everything took place and played out. But yoga, I never knew for the longest time how the enemy uses that to this day, and in a lot of I like to work out, and I was attending a place weekly, and they started to have this yoga class, and so I signed up for it, and I had only attended maybe two or three classes, but before I actually came, skipping back a little, before I actually came that night with my friend for the deliverance ministry, God was convicting me already, because one of the girls in the class, we were just sitting around a few minutes before the very first class was going to start, and she started talking about how her friend that she had invited didn't come because she was a Christian, and told her that, you know, she can't go and will not practice yoga. And this person, I didn't really know her, she was just someone in the class, but she was talking to the group in general, almost mocking, even though it was her own friend, but almost in a mocking way, you know, she can't come, you know, she just told me because she's a Christian. And you know, I felt God moving at that moment. I really should have said something. I didn't. I wanted to say something, but I didn't in that moment, you know. I just kind of went on and went through the class, but God was stirring, you know, to let me know and convict me of this, you know, with going to this yoga class. And so, fast forward, I end up going to the deliverance session with my friend, and she had a lot of wonderful breakthroughs, and I did as well. And my minister also, again, this yoga thing came up. She was telling me that she had practiced yoga when she was younger and was also convicted and ended up quitting her classes. And so I was, you know, I prayed and repented, and I never ended up going back. I think, like I said, I had attended maybe two or three classes. I had even prepaid a month out of these classes, and I never went back. I prayed and I thanked God for setting me free and showing me the truth. One thing that she also spoke about was Kundalini, and the spirit of Kundalini, which is tied in with the practice of yoga. And I never knew that, and I know that yoga is such a, you know, an ingrained thing in this current world and culture, especially if someone is in a gym or, you know, they work out, that these classes are just being taught everywhere and advertised, DVDs, videos, you know, yoga, yoga, yoga mat, yoga this. And I fell into that category. I didn't really take the time to consider what this was about. And so at that night, after the minister spoke to me, I actually started looking this up, and I found out that Kundalini was described as a divine life force that's supposed to exist in everyone, and it's awakened through the practice of yoga, and it's supposed to gravitate toward the soul. And I was just astonished. I had already repented and turned from this, but I didn't know about this, and I was so thankful for what God revealed and showed. And not only that, but just in continuing in the line of how God was kind of bringing this topic up in my life, yoga, you know, from before with that person mentioning it in the class and a Christian and kind of mocking, and then going myself and realizing, hey, this needs to be out of my life. And then even after that, when we had some of the hurricane weather coming in Florida, a friend of mine came into town from Florida evacuating just temporarily, and she met with a group of friends that she used to live here, actually, and we kind of got together, and she started talking about how, yeah, things are really stressful, and I think I'm going to take up yoga. And then God again was speaking to me, and she's a Christian, and so I'm going to end up, you know, talking to her. I know he's going to use me in the way to just kind of dispel this one particular area that so many people are believing the lies of the enemy in.
Yes. Even those exercises, of course, are a tribute to the Hindu gods. It's a door. So there's a lot of people that just don't have any understanding of that, so it behooves us as Christians to share it. So have you noticed any other changes in your life from the ministry session? And your husband got ministry as well.
Yes, he did, and absolutely in my life. I feel free, really and truly. I had just a schedule with busyness, and one thing also that I learned very recently, as a matter of fact, was I think it was Mary Jo that said this. She was saying every day that she asks, before she goes out the door, who is on the throne today, me or you, Jesus? And that's so important. My life, you know, I was just spinning my wheels and involved in so many things and you know, just so busy. And I wasn't putting God first always. And trying to, she put it best in the way she spoke and explained it, trying to do something first and then have God's kind of support and approval in that, but it never works that way. It's always, it must be the other way around. And so I thank God for that, just showing me, giving me some insight and helping me to break free from areas that I didn't realize were, you know, a stronghold of the enemy. And as far as my husband, he's doing great. He flies out of town mostly for work during the weekdays, and he's not in town on a Monday night, any given Monday typically, but he was able to come and have a ministry session and just is doing wonderfully. He had some shoulder pain and some other issues, and he's just been praising God and so thankful for what happened from those sessions, the changes that came about, and the healing in his physical body.
He even had some popping in his shoulder, didn't he, that was bothering him for a long time?
It was really just, you know, like a, yeah, you can literally hear the popping sounds coming from his shoulder. And that was starting to get, it seemed worse for him, and not any better, definitely, just starting to get worse. And it was of concern to me also, but again, I'm just so thankful he was able to come on Monday, two weeks back, and receive from the Lord and be set free.
Praise God. Yeah, I enjoyed ministering with him, and he was a very interesting guy, and really, you know, liked getting to know him. Well, now you're even starting to go through the training. Share that.
Well, I actually did sit in this past week, and I had an amazing experience in what I saw, and just watching someone else being set free, seeing her physically, in her physical body, the changes. I could see even a lightness about her. She described, pop, you know, her ears were popping, she said, and she was burping, and you know, she had a lot of things on her check sheet, and every single one of them was gone through, and she was set free of that. She received it. And so I praise God for just being able to sit in and to learn and watch and grow in the things that I know God has in store to teach and to show me. And I know that this is something for everyone. It's really for everyone. And we are all called. And there is a sick and dying world out there that we need to reach. So I'm excited. And again, I just thank and, and praise God for everything He's doing.
Yes, I'm excited you're going through. I can tell you, you'll make a good team leader, Lori. And the way it works on Monday nights, while the preparation is going over in the main room for people that want ministry and the door closing prayer during that period, there's training going on in another spot of the church we rent on Monday nights, and people go through the basics of what we do, and then they set in with a team leader as part of the training, observing. And of course, that's how we've all really learned, was sitting in with someone else that was doing it, and then over a period of time the person feels comfortable and actually being a team leader. And we have a checklist that we the ministers all use, so we all stay on the same page, and the interview questions, and then the steps that we go through. So it's pretty easy to learn with that, you know, list and the steps. And as a person learns to do those, then you know what, Lori, you can minister to the world out there.
Amen. I'm excited. I'm excited for what the future holds. And it's my prayer too that others that are listening can know that, you know, like I said, this is for everyone. You know, we have been called, and I thank God for your ministry that answers that call and not only provides the deliverance ministry but the training. And I certainly look forward to seeing what the Lord has in store next week.
It's actually for all believers, as Jesus said in Mark 16:17. In fact, He commanded believers to cast out demons in His name and to lay hands on the sick, a whole list of things. And sure enough, we all can do it. And so here we are. We need an army, and the body of Christ needs an army out there doing it, because, you know, when you look at that problem list, Lori, that we hand out to people on a clipboard to kind of go through and circle the areas that apply to them, most everybody, if you put that under people's noses that haven't been through this kind of ministry, most everybody would circle around 36. Does that seem to fit? You probably know many people. You could write that list up on them, Lori. How about it? They're all around us. And so, therefore, it's needed everywhere. And people can go to church all their lives, and if they never get this particular type ministry, they're still carrying those spirits, many of which come in through birth. You know, as generational spirits, and then from curses of all over different places, and there's 15 doors that we've recognized that they can come through to torment Christians. And so, you know, it's a big job to get it out there, but here we are, one step at a time, and I'm excited, Lori, that you're right in the middle of it now. And you will have that joy that goes with this. It's a special fulfillment that you have as a deliverance minister, that when you realize God is using you to minister to these hurting people that otherwise may never have gotten free and healed.
I am so excited, and I am ready for this. I know, as I mentioned a little earlier, that this is something that God has wanted me to do, maybe for longer than I even acknowledged, but it just keeps popping up in my life. And again, I'm just so thankful for your ministry, and that I'm able to participate and learn and grow. And all the ministers there that are doing this work, it's very encouraging. And you're right, we need this army because there are many, many people that that need to know about this ministry and be set free.
And we're all from different churches, and Scriptures for America is developing many ministers in this area now, even up in Alaska, praise God. And so here we go into the world, amen?
Amen.
Well, anything else to share quickly before we sign off with you here, Lori?
Just to reiterate again the encouragement for anyone who is listening to, you know, if you need deliverance or if you are ready for learning about this ministry and the training, it's here for you. There's no charge for that. You just trust the Lord. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He leads these ministers every single week. And I just, again, encourage you to come and check this out. Maybe you've never been, maybe you've never heard much of deliverance, but you can find out, and I know that God will stir something in you too.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Lori, for sharing all that. And I'll plan
on seeing you
next Monday. And have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You do the same.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I think your team leaders is getting ready to grow by one.
I think so. Yes, she's into it.
Amen.
She was bubbling over Monday night. That's when it struck me. I'll bet you'd like to share on the radio. And she said, well, yeah, I'd like to do that.
Well, praise
yeah,
God.
She's
praise
excited.
God. Again, you can get the book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus from Scriptures for America. You could call the office phone and talk to Richard at 307-742-7582, and he will get that out to you if you need it. Or you can also go to deliveranceusa.com, and you can get all the training that's needed there. So you don't have to go to Oklahoma City unless you just absolutely want to, because the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. And it is true that this nation is hurting. This nation is suffering. You can see it everywhere you walk. You'll see the heavily demonized people, and unfortunately a lot of them are our people that are Christians or grew up in Christian households, and the devil's got a hold of them and is basically tormenting through his many minions and of demons. And we as Christians can exercise, because it's part of the Great Commission, to go out, preach the gospel, baptize, cast out the demons, and heal the sick. And there is no shortage of this to work on in this nation right now.
Amen. Well, thanks, brother. Bless you.
Thank you, and good evening, everybody.
Sometimes the world seems like a hopeless place. A perfect picture of a hopeless case.